Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Faith in Action. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Some things, I'm thinking of one thing right now. I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, I want to understand that. What does that mean? How does that work? And nothing that I understood or saw any differently for 10 plus years. And then one day I was sitting at my desk doing some other things. Something else, not even to me related. And all at once, he started talking to me about that. And when he did, I saw why. I had to grow to even know what he was talking about. How many know there's a lot of things a three-year-old can ask you? You can't just tell them the answer and that's the end of it. They have no perspective. They have no life experience. You could tell them the exact answer and they wouldn't know what you're talking about. They're going to have to grow and develop to even be able to have that conversation with you. If that's true with us, how much more true would it be with the Ancient of Days? But the thing you don't do is act ignorant and go, well, I'm so brilliant and smart, that don't agree. I can tell you that don't agree, and so that must not be, and that's not right. That's how you don't get light. The more proud a person is, the more off their doctrine's going to be. Let's say that again. The more proud a man or woman is, that's the more off their doctrine's going to be. Why? Because the only way you're going to get light and understand truth is by the grace of God. By Him revealing it to you by His grace. And He only gives His grace to the humble. True? Humility, part of it is going, I don't see that, Lord. But I know it's right. If you say it's right, it's right. I'm going to humble myself in front of it and just by faith say it's right. What about that? It's right too. They can't both be right. Well, they are. They can't agree. It's obvious. Well, to that darkened mind. But to the enlightened mind, it makes perfect sense. Have any of you walked with the Lord long enough to some things you thought contradicted and you saw it and you went, well, of course. Yeah. That's certainly, there's no contradiction there. Perfectly agrees. Come on, somebody sit out loud in reverence and respect for the Lord. Say, Lord, I reverence your word. I reverence your wisdom. You are right. No matter what men say. You are true. And you are righteous. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Go with me to the book of Hebrews, please. The 10th chapter. Hebrews 10. Hebrews 10. And again, this was not written in chapter and verse. It's a letter. And if you're going to say that James is not for us, because it starts off talking about the 12 tribes, what you going to do with this book? Who is it addressed to? Hebrews. No, this in the beginning days of the church, they didn't preach the gospel to anybody except Jewish people in the synagogues. They had to get a revelation to preach to the Gentiles. Now it seems like a lot of folks have switched all the way around and they only preach to the Gentiles, won't preach to anybody else. But when did that change? In Hebrews, the 10th chapter, Hebrews 10, let me say this too. Beware of using non-scripture quotes in developing doctrine. Taking ancient commentaries or other writings and using them to establish truth. You have to watch. After a while, you begin acting like that's a fact when it didn't come from Scripture. It came from that. If it didn't come from Scripture, don't treat it like it's truth. It might be right. It might not. You don't know. It's not Scripture. Your doctrine, what you believe about something, should be based on the Scriptures. Yes. Right? Yes. Beware. There's a lot of writings around nowadays that are so-called Christian fiction. You got to watch out about that, though, because after reading it for hours, you can forget the fiction part. Amen. And start assuming, well, yeah, that's how it is, and that's how it'll be, says where. Where is it in the Bible? Where is it? These things are subtle. And a lot of times people are good people and they mean well, but they get away from the Scriptures. It can happen to you, me, if we let ourselves get lax and start talking more about my vision or about my experience or whatever. Where's that at in the Scriptures? Some things are just for you personally. Don't even need to tell it. Other things, if it is something to be shared, you start with the Scriptures, not with your experience. What do you think? Hebrews 10, verse 35. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. For you have need of patience, that after you've done the will of God, you might receive the promise. When are you going to receive the promise? After you've what? Done the will of God. Now this is an action of faith. He said, for yet a little while, actually the Greek literal says a very, very little while. He that shall come will come and will not tarry. Like we talked about last night, people said, well, it's been 2,000 years since all this was talked about. 2 days.
Yeah, 2 days.
God time.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
2 days. So if it was going to happen in 3 days, we're close. I'll be long gone. Well, that could be. But it's still close. Very, very close. And it could be closer than we know. A little while, and he that will come, shall come, will come, and will not tarry. The just to live by faith. If any man draw back, my soul will have no pleasure in him. But we're not of them that draw back unto perdition or destruction, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. It takes faith to overcome fear and step out. And because of pressure, persecution, circumstances, time passing, there's a temptation to grow weary in well-doing and to get tired and to back off and to quit and to sit down and to lay down and wait. But the Bible said the Lord's not pleased with that. He's not pleased with that. Them that draw back. Are we going to draw back? Are we going to back off? We're going to slow down? The Lord wants us not to be cold, not to be lukewarm. Be hot. What's hot? Fervent in the Spirit. Pedal to the metal. What do you think? I'm convinced if we really knew how little time we have left, I'm talking about just in our life. If the Lord tarries is coming beyond our generation, our time down here is so brief. Whatever we're going to do, we need to be doing it. We need to be doing it full bore. Right now. No delay. I think far too many people, Christian people, good people, I think far too many people, every day somewhere on this planet, realize I'm breathing my last. I'm leaving here. I meant to do this. I was going to do that. I thought I was supposed to do this. And thought they had 20 years to do it and wasted 10 years. You understand what I'm talking about? I think this happens every day. And the Lord's merciful, but some things are not getting done. And other people have to come and pick up the slack and do their job and that too. And some things are delayed because of procrastination. How many understand that the Israelites going into the promised land was delayed for 4 decades? Not because it was the plan of God. He said the works were finished from the foundation of the world. He wanted them to go in the very time He took them out of Egypt. But because of their unbelief and their laying back and pulling back and doubting and arguing and fussing, it was delayed. The plan of God was delayed 40 years. Now, some people would argue with that, but there are scriptures that say otherwise. God doesn't change, but He's not going to make people do things. Now, His plan is going to get done. If not with you, somebody else. But it's going to get done. But I don't want somebody to take my place. I don't want the rocks to cry out. I want to do my own praising, do my own ministering, right? Accomplish what I'm supposed to be down here accomplishing. Come on, say out loud, we are not.
We are not.
Of them that draw back,
pull back.
We believe. Believe means, like we were talking last week, like the Israelites at the Red Sea, the Lord said, move. Move forward. Like the priests that went across the Jordan, when their feet stepped in, they had to move. There come a point where it's time to quit praying, quit talking about it, quit counseling, quit asking questions, and get yourself in gear. And it's only when somebody moves in faith that the power of God manifests. And if we want more manifestation of the power of God, we've got to have more moving in faith. Somebody say more moving. The 11th chapter, the great faith chapter, talks about some of the greatest examples of faith that there's ever been. And how many? Which one of these verses, how many of these verses do we see them waiting until it fell on them? Where is the Kumbaya verse? Where they just sang, don't forget me, Jesus, until something amazing happened. Where's the verse? What do we see? They did something. Abel gave, offered the sacrifice. Enoch walked with God. Noah prepared an ark. He worked for years and years and years. Why did he do it? Because he believed. You don't question his faith. His actions show what he believed. If he didn't believe it, he wouldn't have done it.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Faith in Action, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.